Bridge and Spider, the home of comedy.
The Goldies 92.5 Triple M.
First podcast for the week, a massive weekend of developments with coronavirus, but if there is one man that can lead this town, that can lead us through these turbulent times, Spider thinks it's him.
Yeah, the People's Mayor, we're going to be chatting about that because we spoke about putting up some borders and building a big fence around the Gold Coast last week, but you know what? We want to know all the other mayoral candidates. We want them to stand up and have a debate. Come on with us and debate the real big issues of the Gold Coast. At the moment, out of the six, we've got one, Mona Heckey. She's the only one saying, you know what? I'm here for the Gold Coast.
Brave
I'm
enough.
Happy. Yeah. Yep. So hopefully we get a few more on.
If you're listening to this, ScoMo, we want you to put the word out, put the feelers out, tell your local Gold Coast candidates that they need to stand up and be counted.
He listens.
ScoMo would listen.
Yeah.
He would. Well, he might be in isolation. He was hanging out with Peter Dutton.
But this is the problem with ScoMo at the moment, is he's just so polarizing with his policies of, you know, no crowds, but kids still go to school. And it's angered a lot of parents. They're like, what are you doing? Why are people still going to school? And it's an interesting one. We want to ask the parents today, and I'm sure you're anxious about it. Should they just call it now and close the schools down? They didn't do it in Italy, and that's when the virus spread.
Well, okay. We know ScoMo's listening. We've just established that.
Exactly.
So ScoMo,
Scotty from marketing.
There's another one for you, ScoMo. And over the weekend, Spider, you were probably one of the only people flying anywhere.
Well, it was a different experience for myself. Yeah, I normally fly a lot, so I flew to Sydney on the weekend. I want to talk you through it because it's just a really weird vibe around airports and flying and going interstate, which normally it's never, ever happened before.
It's all happening on the podcast, which starts now. G'day, ScoMo, if you're listening.
What's the go? How are parents feeling this morning? Are you still on the fence? You know that ScoMo and the government has said business as usual, take your kids to school until further notice. But do you want to? Are you anxious about that? How do you feel? Should they just close down the schools? We'd love to hear from parents on 13 27 10, because how does a child keep 1.2 metres away? You know, when you're besties, you hold hands, you play, you're on the swings, you're hanging out. I feel sorry for teachers as well, because if they've got a problem with their lungs or their older teachers, the kids, they may not get it badly. But however, if they're carrying the symptoms and their little hosts running around, well, then, of course, the older people within the schools, they're going to get it and then bring it home and spread it.
Yeah.
So it's such a hard situation for parents at the moment.
It certainly is. And, you know, you're saying what you – saying shut the schools, because Rob McLeod, they've made no calls on shutting any of the schools at the moment, have they?
No, but University of Queensland have gone off on their own bat and decided to shut down for a week, including staff and students. The thinking behind the keep the kids in school is the fact that they're in an isolated school community as such, and they're not spreading the virus out into the wider community in homes, shopping centres, and, you know, out and about, because the kids aren't going to be staying at home.
Yeah. Well, my opinion, I think that ScoMo's done the right thing. Continue with the schools as normal. I think judge it when there's an isolated case. So just in hindsight, say that, you know, Southport High had a child there who tested positive. Okay, everybody at Southport High, stay home, isolate. But don't isolate every child around Australia, because there's so many families out there who are going to be doing it tough with casual work, two people working, who looks after the children? Is it Nana and Granddad who are then putting them at risk? I think just leave the schools open until there is proven there is a case there.
Absolutely.
It's a really tough call, because that's what they did in Italy, right? Mm. They kept the schools open. They were business as usual. They went from 3 cases 3 weeks ago to 20,000 now. So, I mean, it's such a hard juggle for parents if you want them at home. But just remember, everyone's in incubation period at the moment, and that's what they're saying. You're highly, you know, contagious when you're not even showing symptoms.
Yeah, tough. Well, there's a lot of arguments on either side of this, I think. So 13 27 10, have your say. Triple M family, what do you think? Should the schools just be shut down now, or do we keep it open and try and keep things business as usual?
Look, we're all in uncharted territory, including the government. Normally we look at the government for help, and now we're not even trusting their call. And that's what's happening at the moment. A lot of parents, understandably, are anxious, thinking, should my children be going to school? Will they get it there? Will they spread it? But if they have to stay at home, does that mean I don't go to work? or what's the outcome of that? Or do the grandparents look after the kids, which is another concern? Now, all of these concerns we didn't have a month ago in life.
Yeah.
And now it's these incredibly big decisions we've got to make. And I just think this is where Italy went wrong. They didn't close the place down fast enough. And now there are over 20,000 cases, where it was 3 cases a few weeks ago. So how much do we look at other countries and go, well, look, this country shut everything down early. This one didn't. Look at the difference. If we're trying to contain this, it's a really tough call. So we're asking you this morning, should the government just call it off, call the schools off? How do you feel about that as parents? We've got Tamara in Corumba. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they should stay open on a case-by-case instance. I've got kids. I think it'd be mayhem if they closed them all at once. They are looking at closing them all early, I believe, for Easter holidays. So that probably would be a good idea, but...
That was going to be the call tomorrow, wasn't it? The fact that school holidays is just around the corner, and why don't they shut them now? You got 2 weeks, and then you got the 2 weeks of the school holidays. Give them their 4 to 5 weeks off now, and then business as usual just after school holidays. So that's what they're kind of throwing around at the moment.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the casino as well, because I was at the casino Saturday night, over 1,000 people, I reckon.
Mm.
And they kept that open.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, good point. Yeah. Thanks, Tamara.
All right. Hey, thanks for that. Bob, what do you think? Do the schools stay open, mate?
I reckon they should, Spider.
Yeah. Why would you send your kids or...?
Yeah, I've got a 12-year-old. He goes to school here in the Goldie, and he's at school.
Yeah. It'd be tough for him. You think about 5, 6, I don't know how many kids. It's probably 60. What? No, it's probably 200,000 kids here on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Imagine them all staying home.
Well, our healthcare system would just about shut down. It's not so much the doctors. It's the nurses, the cleaners, the orderlies in the hospitals. People would have to stay home and look after the kids.
Yeah.
No, the problem is, though, the grandparents. And then does it spread it even more with that? And the hospital system's going to be an overload if the kids, if more people are getting infected.
Kathy's in Helensvale. What's happening at your sister's school, Kathy?
They've gone and cancelled all school assemblies.
Uh-huh.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it's a gathering.
Keep them in school. Who wants feral kids running around everywhere?
The thing is, in our day, we would have been feral kids running around. Yeah. Now, they're happy to be on Fortnite in their room.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's just a little different.
I don't know. I live near Helensvale High, and there's 2,500 kids at that school.
Wow.
I don't want a bunch of feralettes running around.
Ferals and feralettes. Hey, we've got your sister Bridge, Susie, to weigh in on this as well.
Yes, Susie joins us now. Now, Suze, as a school teacher yourself, and you teach primary school, where do you sit on this? Do you want the schools open? Are you worried that you couldn't, be infected?
Hey, Bridge, I'm in two minds, really. Like, I'm happy to go to school at the moment and keep things rolling as normal, but I think at some point they will close them. People saying, let's contain all the kids in schools, but we're not sleeping there. They're going home in the afternoon, and they're going to visit grandma, and they're going to the shops for afternoon tea, and so there's only so much we're really containing them, and schools are notoriously germy places anyway. I bought extra pump soap on the weekend to bring to school for my class because, often we can't, I'm in Catholic school system and they can't guarantee even, we don't, sometimes they don't have soap in the toilets because someone went down in the morning and pumped the whole dispenser out onto the floor.
Yeah,
so,
that's cool. Susie, it'll be interesting to get what you, because when I went to the airport the other day, it was quite scary. It wasn't scary. It was just a weird feeling.
Eerie.
It'll be interesting to see when you get to school this morning if it's the same kind of feel. As students are watching each other, everyone doesn't know what it's just that really eerie feeling at the moment of the unknown.
Yeah, I think primary school, we've just been business as usual. Maybe today might be different. I think it'll get to that point where individual staff are going to make that decision that they're not going to come in, and then that'll affect, you know, staffing and classes, and I think that's when it'll get hard for administrators.
Yeah. Okay.
They watch might this. Make the call.
All right, watch Susan. This space. Yeah. Well, it's changing, you know, hour by hour at the moment. Thanks for that, and we'll keep you posted if any schools start closing here on the Gold Coast.
Here it is. 2 weeks to go.
Less.
And we will have, well, we hope we have a new... We will have. I'm going to be positive. We're going to have a new People's Mayor of the Gold Coast within 2 weeks. This time in 2 weeks. The election is on the 28th of March, and we are looking forward to it. But I mentioned on Friday, I want to do it again. I want to have a debate between all the candidates. So people out there of the Gold Coast know exactly what people are standing
for.
Well,
here's the thing. There's been a couple of debates already, you know, through the Bulletin and a few other outlets, but they didn't include you.
No, and plus they're Division 10 and Division 12 and Division 6, which is Southport. Yeah, they've got all the different divisions, but have they had a full mayoral candidates, the whole lot of them, in one room, debate what the Gold Coast want for their city? And, Bridge, we've been trying to get hold of all the different candidates, from Gary Peed. We have no idea what he stands for. Who is Gary Peed?
Yeah. Hello.
Stand up and be counted. Virginia Freebody. Hello. Come on. We are calling you to say, come on, get the whole six of you together. I'll make seven. We'll have a mass debate here at work Thursday, 10 a.m.
You're a chicken if you don't call up.
Look, the problem is, and this is why they're not inviting you, Peter. As your media advisor, you know why? Because they're scared.
Ah, of course.
Because they're scared. They're running scared. Hey, Tom Tate used to come in every Tuesday. Where is he?
Yeah.
Ever since you made the announcement, Peter, where is he? Now, I've been doing some research. Brett Lambert, it's a very detailed your website. Oh, why don't take her money, but, you know, vote me. Can I find his phone number? No. Derek Martin Rosborough, try and find any contact for him? No. And he went for the mayoral election in Brisbane in 2008. So here's a bloke who doesn't even care. He's the mayor of what town? You're all about the town, Peter.
That's right.
And you're all about the people.
We do take our hat off to Mona Heckey. She rung in on Friday and said, I am more than happy to go head to head and have a debate with everyone. Would you be up for a debate?
Well, absolutely. Where? What? On air or where?
No, in person. Thursday. We're calling it. Thursday next week, 10 a.m.
Yes.
Yeah, of course, I'd love to. That'd be fantastic. Thanks for the invitation.
No hesitation.
Yep.
No hesitation whatsoever.
So,
you know, but you're the people's mayor, Peter. You're mayor of the people, and to prove that, you know, how contactable are you? We can't get hold of all these so-and-sos that are on signs everywhere around the coast, but try and call them and see. Let's see what happens if I call you. See,
anybody can call me anytime and ask any question they want.
Hello. It's true. I'm ringing you, and you are actually...
Hello, Bridge.
No, remember, we practiced this. You're supposed to say... the People's Mayor, Peter Spotter, Everett speaking.
Yes. Good morning. It's the People's Mayor, Peter Everett speaking.
Wow. You mean I don't even speak to a receptionist? You don't tell me to press 1 or 2 or line 3 or be on hold? You mean you answered the phone yourself? You did, Peter Spider Everett?
We are the action man. We just get it done. So any of those candidates out there, and thank you very much for your phone call, Bridge. I'll make sure I put it to work straight away. Any of them who want to have a debate and tell the Gold Coast what they are actually standing for, because at the moment... I don't even know what they're standing for.
No.
Your chance is this Thursday, 10 a.m.
Be there or be square. Don't be a chicken.
There's two already, myself and Mona Heckey.
You can call reception if you want. We're calling you out. Spidey, you had to go somewhere. Not many people are at the moment. An airport. You were flying to an event.
I had a function in Sydney, and we discussed it on Thursday and Friday, you know, myself and Bridge about, you know, what functions can we do now? Bridge, you've pulled out of a few functions because you don't know, you know, everyone's saying isolate. And I thought, you know what, I've got this flight. I've got to go down. It's Saturday. I'll go.
But you thought it'd be cancelled too at the last minute.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be cancelled. It wasn't going to be cancelled. I thought it was going to be cancelled. They didn't. So I thought I'd go down. Okay. So I get up on Saturday morning. I get to the airport nice and early. And normally I always park right at the back corner of the airport because I know my car's there. There's always a spot. I don't mind walking the extra distance. No stress driving up and down every lane trying to find a car spot. Drive into the airport, spots everywhere. And it was like, I've never seen it like that. There was parking, undercover parking right near the terminal. And I'm like, this is unheard of. I even took a photo of my car and sent it to Sheree saying, look how close I parked to the terminal, because it was never her. And I walked in there and it was just silence. It was so quiet, the airport. And, you know, you went through the baggage area and everything, and you jumped on the plane. And and this has been real. You're hoping someone didn't sit next to you.
Of course.
That was to be honest, and no one did. And I was lucky enough, and the plane was quite empty anyway. So anyway, got to Sydney, did my footy function, an interesting one at the footy function. This is where I suppose it's really improved as well, is that, guys, they go to the toilet after a few beers, and they go to the toilet and they just walk straight back out. There was a queue at the basin to wash your hands in the guys' toilet. Like, unheard of.
Good. At least there's hygiene for a change.
Yeah, it was hygiene. But, you know, the worst part about the whole day was I was flying back Saturday afternoon, and I was at the airport, and I had a couple of beers. And I'll be honest, I put up my hand. I had a falafel.
A falafel?
Who are you? Have you checked your temperature?
I know. I had a falafel. But you know the worst part about it? It was a fraction dry. And got the call, Gold Coast boarding, gate 36. And I've gone, okay, so I've had the last mouthful of falafel and I've gone to jump on the plane, but it's gone down the wrong way and got like pretty much stuck in my throat.
And it's dry.
It's dry. So all the way to the terminal, I was coughing. I was trying to cough it up and everybody's looking at me. I'm coughing into my T-shirt. I'm coughing into my elbow. I didn't have any water. I was looking for some throaties or some soothers. Everyone was looking at me and I said, it's only falafel.